You're listening to SBS News.
A 39-year-old man was arrested and charged with assault in early February after a violent altercation at Adelaide shop Fun Tea was recorded on video. The assault was over a suspected wage dispute, and two labour organisations in South Australia have told SBS Chinese they've seen a rise in inquiries from migrant workers since. Meng is an advocacy officer at the Working Women's Centre in Adelaide, which provides free legal advice and counselling services.
The bubble tea incident took the discussion of wage theft to a new level.
Over the last 12 months, the centre has seen and assisted more than 50 Chinese-speaking victims of wage theft. Meng says Chinese speakers have reported more instances of the crime to the organisation than any other non-English speaking group. She's also experienced the issue firsthand. After graduating in 2020, Meng interviewed for 5 jobs in Adelaide CBD with employers who initially promised her a legitimate salary. But by the second interview, all employers had substantially changed their offers.
They told me that they can only pay me $10 to $12 per hour, and this is totally normal in the industry here. They told me I had to first undertake a 3-month unpaid internship. Then they would consider if my skills were fully developed enough to offer me a contract.
The Australian minimum hourly wage is $20.33. But SBS Chinese has heard firsthand of some workers being paid as little as between $3 and $5. Meng says she was told by employers,
if you want to stay here, this is the price you must pay. If you don't want the job, it doesn't have to be you. There are 100 other international students waiting.
A University of Adelaide report from 2018 describes how rife wage theft is and how it's been used to exploit over 1 million temporary migrants in Australia. Edward Kavanagh is manager of policy at the McKell Institute. He says wage theft has underpinned the business models of some companies for decades.
The rates of underpayment and often intentional underpayment are just extraordinary. Now, we've done analyses specific to South Australia, where we found that about 18% of all workers in the state were routinely getting underpaid. And that's based on the available data.
The penalties for companies that underpay staff differ from state to state. The laws are toughest in Victoria, where individuals who deliberately underpay staff or dishonestly withhold wages can face fines of almost $200,000 or up to 10 years in jail. Fines can be as much as nearly $1 million for companies in the state. Workers' rights advocates in South Australia are fighting for similar legislation to be passed there. A parliamentary committee has been investigating the prevalence and impact of wage theft in the state since 2018, including the 2021 incident at Fun Tea. Irene Pnevmatikos is the committee's chair.
The penalties for employers who continually and deliberately underpay their workers needs to increase, and we need to streamline court processes to enable workers to pursue underpayment of claims.
SBS Chinese contacted a number of underpaid employees who declined to be interviewed for several reasons, including the fear that it would affect their job or visa. Stephen is one who agreed to talk. He says based on the people he knows who work cash-in-hand jobs in Adelaide, nothing has changed since the Fun Tea incident.
They won't withhold any tax. They only ask for your ABN. They won't give you super. There's no annual leave, no compensation for injuries, and no work insurance. There's no protection at all.
In May, Adelaide non-profit SA Labor Info Hub held a rally in front of State Parliament to urge MPs to take more urgent action to address wage theft. Meng, who participated in the rally, says that while criminalising wage theft is an important step, it isn't enough on its own.
Universities should take responsibility for educating international students about their rights at work. Unions need to be given more power, and businesses should be educated to be more law-abiding.
Legislative change on a national level was promised in December last year, when the federal government announced an overhaul of Australia's industrial relations framework. Tougher criminal and civil penalties on employers were promised under new laws to crack down on serious wage theft. But the government dumped the vast majority of the reforms in March. Irene Pnevmatikos says it's not good enough.
We're constantly told in Australia that this is the country of the fair go. We need to have transparency in the workplace and work practices, and we need to all have the same rule book. Otherwise, we can't address these issues in any real sense.
Edward Kavanagh agrees.
I really worry about having a country where we bring in all of these workers from overseas, underpay them, exploit them, abuse them, and then send them back to the rest of the world.
A Fair Work Ombudsman spokesperson tells SBS Chinese that 50% of lawsuits filed across Australia in 2019-20 involved businesses in the fast food, restaurant and cafe sector, which employs many migrant workers. The spokesperson says Fair Work secured more than $1.8 million in court-awarded penalties against employers in that industry. They say 44% of the matters put to court in the same time period involved visa holder workers, and the total amount recovered for them was $1.7 million.
We also secured nearly $3 million in court-awarded penalties through litigations involving visa holders.
But not all alleged victims of wage theft say their dealings with the ombudsman have been straightforward or even pleasant. Student Xiao Wang worked for two businesses in Adelaide and was paid between $12 and $15 per hour.
The bosses would say in all sorts of ways that it wasn't easy to run a business and emphasise the Chinese cultural idea of conflict avoidance. They also devalue you, saying that you are only worth this money. They tell you that if they sue them and the company closes down, you would never find a new job.
She says her experience with the ombudsman left her with the sense that Fair Work employees lacked empathy, which made her give up following through with her complaint. Another victim, Leo, called Fair Work to report that she was receiving just $12 to $15 per hour at a sushi chain in Adelaide and wasn't being paid weekend or public holiday penalty rates. She claims the ombudsman didn't investigate her allegations properly. Meng says migrant workers need better support to follow through with their claims.
Some may just give up halfway. Many people are full-time students and work part-time as a side job, so they don't have the spare time and energy to defend their rights.
But Edward Kavanagh says the Fair Work Ombudsman does all it can with its authority and resources. He says the problem is that it's been given little power to issue serious violation orders to employers.
It is a toothless tiger. The thing that we need is a criminalisation of wage theft nationally, so that the Fair Work Ombudsman, when they identify these types of incidences, can refer it to a criminal proceeding.
In 2019-20, 46% of all anonymous reports to Fair Work Australia were made in traditional or simplified Chinese. When SBS Chinese contacted the Fair Work Ombudsman about their investigations into these reports, a spokesperson said,
"We continue to use the intelligence gathered from anonymous reports and prioritise matters that involve migrant workers."
Following the Funtee incident, Fair Work received reports from several sources about potential breaches of workplace laws by some businesses in Adelaide's Chinatown area. During audits of the precinct in April, it found high levels of non-compliance with minimum pay standards and penalty rates. George Chin is former president of the Chinatown Association in Adelaide and the operator of a lottery kiosk. The 71-year-old, who was previously involved with Study Adelaide, says hundreds of businesses in Chinatown are deeply reliant on the international student workforce. He fears the Funtee assault video going viral and reports of wage theft in the precinct will drive even more Chinese students away.
We had almost 30,000 international students in our local universities here in 2019, Now there are only a few thousand. Without their support, the impact on our economy is huge.
But Meng from the Working Women's Centre says it's important to remember that the issue doesn't just affect one group of people.
We don't want to link this issue to the problem of the Chinese communities or their bad habits. Wage theft is not unique in the Chinese communities. It is a very common phenomenon in both small and large businesses across Australia.
Edward Kavanagh says inaction on wage theft could hurt Australia's international reputation as it attempts to recover from the pandemic.
Wage theft is a problem for all of us because it puts a handbrake on economic activity. We should be getting wage theft fixed. I think that would help everyone.
Amy Hall, SBS News.